ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Communities on edge and schools and businesses closed. The manhunt continues for Robert Card, the suspect wanted in the mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, that left 18 people dead and 13 others injured at a bowling alley and restaurant. Law enforcement surrounded a home, telling a suspect to come out, but that led to no arrest overnight. Sources with knowledge of the investigation tell ABC News a note was found in Card's home, addressed to his son, but that the note does not provide information that indicates a motive for that mass shooting. We're learning about some of the lives lost from heartbroken families.
53-year-old mother Tricia Aslin was the only woman killed at the bowling alley where she worked. When the gunfire erupted, she ran to call 911 and was shot. Tricia's cousin Tammy was at the bowling alley too with her daughter.
She was the most fun person. She was always happy-go-lucky, and I just feel devastated for the loss of her family.
ABC's Lindsay Davis reporting. This is ABC News. A new report offers a bright spot for the gross domestic product, or GDP, in a roller coaster economy. ABC's Michelle Franzen.
The economy grew 4.9% last quarter. That's better than what analysts expected in the face of higher inflation. President Biden touting the performance along with his top economic advisor, Lael Brainard, the director of the National Economic Council. At Thursday's White House briefing, Brainard was asked whether that lowers the risk of a possible recession.
The data in recent months has all pointed in the same direction, which is that we are seeing strong ongoing growth with inflation coming down.
The Fed board still working to tame inflation further while keeping the economy stable, and that could mean another rate hike before the end of the year.
A bear that made its way into the kitchen of a luxury hotel in Aspen, Colorado, has been found and euthanized. A security guard had to be treated for scratches on his back. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All of Wisconsin's Republicans in the U.S. House are praising new Speaker Mike Johnson. Scott Fitzgerald calls Johnson an honest congressman with strong conservative values. Democrat Mark Pocan says Johnson works against gay rights and reproductive rights.
Well, I can tell you he's definitely going to fit the mainstream of MAGA America.
That's Pocan speaking with Civic Media's The Devil's Advocate show. The University of Wisconsin in Platteville says staffing cuts will save the campus about $9 million. UWP announced yesterday it's cutting its workforce by 111. Oshkosh, Green Bay, and Parkside are also laying people off. Richland Center, Fond du Lac, and West Bend are closing. In all, UWP will reduce its number of staff by over 12%. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win their season opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won a thriller at Fiserv Farm. The final 118-117 over the Philadelphia 76ers. The Bucks jumped out to an early lead, but Philly came back in the fourth quarter. Giannis had 23 points and 13 rebounds.
We were up, then they came back, then we were up, they came back. You know, I felt we could take care of the ball better, take the game away from them when we were up 18 or we were up 12 or something, I don't remember. But we're going to come back, we're going to be better.
Damian Lillard scored 39 points points, setting a new team record for a debut.
It wasn't them telling me, you got to score, you got to do this. It was just, you know, they trust my judgment. They inbounded it to Giannis. I was just kind of reading him like, you know, what you want to do. And he was like, come get the ball.
Adrian Griffin gets the win in his first game as the head coach and gave the credit to Lillard.
You just got a sense during the game he wasn't going to let us lose. What can I say? You know, he was incredible.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 42, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely 46. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 51.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Oh, it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning, and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Mattenair in for Kristen Bry. Carol Kane is here in studio with me, and Greg Bach is on the board, and you as well. 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. If you want to call and or text, you can always watch us on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. All kinds of things going on today. We're going to start with, we actually have a Speaker of the House. I do want to warm you up, though, a little bit, folks, and start thinking about this now. After 10:30, we're going to talk about different ways you've hurt yourself. And that's all thanks to my my co-host's recent experience with being hit by a ladder.
I really did a number on myself.
I know you did.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, but she's a trooper. She made it in anyway. So thank you so much for that. So be thinking about that. We're going to take your calls coming up around 10:33 about various ways that you have hurt yourself. So we can reassure
Lord.
Carol that she is not alone.
I told you, you know, when Lou and I, because I'm so clumsy to begin with, that when Lou and I were dating, he literally said to me, cracks in the sidewalk have taken on a whole new meaning for me. And I'm like, yeah, I know. So I'll tell you all about it.
Okay, that's coming up at 10:33. Right now, though, after 3.5 weeks with Republicans in the House of Representatives in disarray, we now have a Speaker of the House. Republican Representative Mike Johnson, who is from Louisiana, got all of the support from all the 220 GOP members in attendance. One person who was not there to vote was Wisconsin's own Derek Van Orden. He's still in Israel on his fact-finding mission.
Yeah.
But the new Speaker has been in Congress since 2017. No experience in House leadership.
This is the problem.
With no experience in House leadership?
Yeah.
Well, and from what I understand, the rules that allowed one person to get rid of Kevin McCarthy have not changed. So if just one representative decides in 2 weeks that they don't like what Mike Johnson is doing, they can do the same thing to him that they did to Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, after this cluster that we've been through for 3.5 weeks, I can't imagine that they would do this. Although there's an awful lot about this guy that's very concerning to me. When Mitt Romney comes out and says he has no experience, and that's concerning to me. That's my big red flag. He's never been in a position of leadership. And the fact that he, you know, on the first vote, he just got right in.
Yeah.
You know, after we've been kind of like, you know, whatting around for all this time, and we've gone through three, four.
He's the fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the fourth. Well, we do have a little sound clip of Representative Mike Johnson after he was elected last evening to the House of Representatives as Speaker of the House. There's two clips there, Greg. Play the first one. Anyway, while Greg is looking for that clip, he basically said last night that he was appointed by God.
Well, he's very, very, very religious. Yes. He and his wife have a podcast, you know, where they're, you know, it's all about their religion. And she's like, it's a pastoral something she calls herself. But I mean, yeah.
And I'm not dumping on people of faith. I'm really not. I respect organized religion. I respect people of faith, but I am concerned about the amount of religiosity working its way into politics. And when you have a newly elected Speaker of the House standing up there saying, God put me here, God put all of us here to carry out his will.
Okay. Well,
you're the one who's going to determine what that will is.
Well, you know, he follows it pretty staunchly, without a doubt. He follows, you know, the teachings of the Bible pretty staunchly. But that's not the only thing that, you know, and once again, let's just say, I want to reestablish the fact that I was brought up in a very conservative household. So I'm trying to see both sides of it. But he is, as far as I'm concerned, he's a little more radical than we should be looking to. I worry about the abortion issue. I worry about his issues with LGBTQ.
Very anti-LGBT.
Right, right.
Very,
and
very
that's,
anti.
And that's all goes back to what you were talking about his religion and based on that and whatever. And, you know, man should not lie with a man and that kind of stuff. And you just go, okay, dude, live in the real world here. We have to live in the real world.
And again, I thought faith was an individual thing. I didn't think that one party could claim to own a faith. Because even if you're a Christian and you believe that America should be ruled by Christian ideals, then what version of Christianity are you going from?
Well, listen. I have some people that I know that, you know, tout to be religious and Christian, and I have never, ever, ever seen such abhorrent behavior of somebody, of people in my life, you know, and once again, I'm with you. I'm not denying if you've got a faith and you follow it, that's great.
Absolutely.
If that gives you direction and that's something, but don't... If you're going to walk the walk, talk the talk, which is, I mean, this kind of, he's kind of a hater, you know, and not really kind of, I mean, I just don't, you can, well, I don't know, Jane, I just think that, you know, it was interesting to me and he came out of nowhere. I was like, who is this guy?
Right. Mike Johnson, who?
Right. Right. So he's got the gavel. We'll have to wait and see.
How long he keeps it.
Right.
We'll have to see how long he keeps it. And there's a lot to get done.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Again, well, we still have the government running out of funding in 2 weeks.
That's the one thing that I did agree with him when he stood up, you know, he stood at the dais and he says, let's get stuff done. Let's start to work. Let's get to work. And I'm like, okay. Let's get to work.
Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of issues in this country that need addressing. First and foremost, I would think, is making sure the government doesn't shut down. Then we have to approve aid for Israel and Ukraine. And I don't know that he's going to be a Ukraine supporter.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see. He may, you know, I just think that sometimes these guys get into these positions of power and then they... behind closed doors, find out how it really works. I think that all the time. You sit there and you can say one thing, but then all of a sudden, hey, Mike, get over here. Okay, let me just tell you how this really works.
In the real world.
You're right. Right. So cool your jets. Slow your roll, all those things, because this is how it works. And you're going to do it this way.
Well, and from what I understand, the Speaker of the House's role is large, is involved in large part in raising money. It's about calling people and asking for donations.
Right.
Big donations.
Well, yeah, I'm not denying that at all by any, but even more so, you know, you want to raise money, that's fine. But what's more concerning to me is that he's second in line to take over the big gig.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't really think I want him in the Oval Office if something should happen.
Well, and let's not forget, he also was a big proponent that the 2020 election was stolen.
I know. Yep.
He was all out there talking about deceased Hugo Chavez and his efforts, apparently from beyond the grave, to get Joe Biden elected with the Dominion voting system machines. I mean, Mike Johnson was all up on that.
Oh, sure.
And so if the 2024 presidential contest is close, who's to say he's not going to just overturn the results? So his guy gets in.
I think you and I differ a little bit on this because you say you don't believe that there are any moderates left. I do believe that there are. I do think that there are people that are trying to be middle of the road kind of guy. But he's certainly not the guy.
He is not the middle of the road kind of guy.
No, not at all.
He's very, very extreme on a lot of issues. And so, again, it's...
He just looks kind of pursed, doesn't he?
He looks kind of what?
He's pinched. He seems like he's a little pinched.
He's a little tense.
Yeah.
Perhaps he's a little tense.
It's just, you know, I'm like, wow, you seem kind of... Like you're, yeah, loosen it up, dude.
Texter from the 541, Johnson is a MAGA, which it makes it easier for the other MAGAs to stand with him. Perhaps it's more difficult for self-thinking Republicans to step out of the party line. Hopefully the major stuff gets done before the party starts falling apart again.
Starts falling apart? I don't think it's even put back together yet. This is like a, you know what this is? This is like a box of puzzle pieces. We're not even beginning to put the puzzle together. It's just a bunch of pieces that are all jumbled up, and that's what the Republican Party looks like right now.
And we're still getting the pieces turned over and trying to get the border done.
Right, exactly.
Before we can fill in all the rest of the stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
So, you know.
At least there's a speaker. Again, hopefully we'll get some things done. Hopefully. We will move forward.
At least let's put one foot in front of the other. Let's take some baby steps and like go in the right direction instead of this, you know, 3.5 weeks of petulant children on the playground.
Whoop, 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 boing.
Unbelievable.
All right. When we come back, we are going to change the focus a little bit and give you an update on the latest mass casualty shooting in America, this time in Maine.
Yeah, it was awful.
So we have some more details to give you coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome to to As Goes Wisconsin, 20 minutes past 10 o'clock on Thursday, October 26th. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Brine. Greg Bach is on the board, and my friend and colleague Carol Kane live with me in studio in downtown Waukesha. Going to give you an update on the tragic latest mass casualty shooting that happened this time in Maine. I did want to come back with one text. We were just talking about Mike Johnson getting elected last night as Speaker of the House.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a very religious man and said during his acceptance speech last night that he believes he was appointed by God to do this job.
Well, you know, I think God's a little busier, but, you know, that's just me.
John from the Falls checking in at 844-967-2789. Good morning, everybody. I consider myself to be a faithful Christian. I think the issues Jane is bringing up about the new speaker are very important. A lot of these so-called Christians claim you need to follow the letter of the law from the Bible. The belief system espoused by Christians is based on the teachings of Jesus Christ, who taught things like love your neighbor, not pointing out the speck in your neighbor's eye while ignoring the plank in your own. I'm guessing the new speaker of the House doesn't follow the teachings of not eating pork, not touching the skin of a dead pig, like a football, or having someone stoned to death for working on the Sabbath. Just my two cents, but if you want to be judged by the law and not by grace, you better be living it perfectly.
Well, and truly, he's not. You know, if you sit there and if you're deifying yourself, then we got a big problem.
Well, and then I also think if you can stand up there and say that you were appointed by God, then doesn't that mean that President Biden was appointed by God?
Well, that means everybody there has been yeah.
Whether you like him, Democrat or Republican.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It's everybody.
Right. Yeah, I mean, as my mom used to say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You gotta play it both sides.
And as John from the Falls referenced in that text, my whole problem with, you know, Leviticus and a man shall not lie with a man is that's the only thing that's cherry picked out of there.
Oh, sure.
Because again, according to Leviticus, tattoos. No. Women aren't supposed to cut their hair. Nope. There's all kinds of things in Leviticus that Christians do not follow.
Right.
But this is the one they're sticking with. And it's always been my understanding that, and I completely lost my point.
Oh, okay. I thought you were, I
was going to make a killer point and just went whoosh.
I thought this was a pregnant pause drama.
Here's what I wanted to say. The New Testament brought a new message.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was the whole point of the New Testament. Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Mm-hmm.
All the, you know, help the homeless and treat the stranger like, you know, not the Old Testament is a lot more of smitey.
Right, right.
A lot more about smiting.
Right. I agree with you, you know.
So, again, I just think it's going to be interesting going forward with this new Speaker of the House. We have Bill from Oconomowoc on the line. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Hi.
Good morning. I teach classes in Christian leadership. I've got three classes I'm involved in, a fourth that I just joined. In Christian leadership, there's one important word. It's humanitarian. Now, if you're not a humanitarian, but you profess to be a Christian, anybody can profess to be a Christian. That's a lot of people do. But when you don't care about your fellow man, when you don't care about the needy, the poor, when you call the people that cross the border illegal, you're not a Christian. I'm sorry. And I'll debate it with these people. And I have. Don't, as you said, cherry pick this. But it's just one word, humanitarian. If you don't care about your fellow man, don't tell me you're a Christian. And if this man says that God sent him to politics, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll give him a chance to prove it. But if he doesn't, I'll also challenge him. I challenge a lot of people lately to open debate anywhere, anytime. I pay for the lunch. I pay for the lunch.
You know, I think that's a really... I think, Phil, you've got a really healthy attitude. I do. You know, give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's see what he does with the power. And, you know, good or bad, if he screws it up, then we got to call him on the carpet.
And you at Civic Media do something so good. You educate the public. But once the public gets educated, just like in school, you go out there and use that diploma. Don't just keep talking about it. Get active. Now, you
right.
can call. I call Robin Voss's office. They didn't know me. Even Dan O'Donnell at WISN will not let me on the air because he can't win.
Yeah, and they don't.
I'm not trying to sound arrogant. I'm not trying to be arrogant, but he can't win because he denies facts.
Well, that's just it, Bill. And, hey, none of us like to be challenged, but if you're going to posit an argument, then you need to be able to back that up with something than just how you feel about it, right?
Oh, absolutely. If you hold up the Bible as a Christian leader, and I'm going to confess, there's a bullseye on my back to screw up. People want me to say, oh, yeah, and he calls himself a Christian leader. I got to be very aware of that. And I tell my friends, call me immediately. If I'm doing something that is blaspheming the Bible or going against, call me on the carpet. Because I'm a sinner, not a saint. I go to church on Sunday because it's not filled with saints. It's filled with sinners. And if we adopt a Christian attitude in our country, we will persevere. I promise. It's biblical.
But it's
all this nonsense, you know, that we hear, just you guys do it best. Treat it with humor. Because that's the only way to treat it with.
Thank you so much, Bill. Really, thank you so very much. And thank you for having difficult conversations with people. It's tough to put yourself out there
and
have hard discussions. I think this is a much broader discussion, though. Again, I go back to if the goal is to institute and govern according to Christian principles, who gets to determine what those are? Are they Catholic principles? Are they Lutheran principles? Are they Mormon principles? There's all kinds of divisions or different ways of viewing Christianity than just one. So that's a discussion for another day. When we move on, we're going to talk about different ways you've hurt yourself.
Oh, God.
Because my co-host today, Carol Kane, just recently had an incident with a ladder. So we're going to give you all the gory details.
Oh, they're gory, all right.
And find out the latest way that you have injured yourself at home, because I think that is where most injuries occur.
Oh, without a doubt.
Right?
Without a doubt. And, you know, I was just trying to help somebody. And what did I end up doing? Knocking myself for a loop.
Right. Stay with us. We have the bottom of the hour news coming up next. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Communities on edge and schools and businesses closed. The manhunt continues for Robert Card, the suspect wanted in the mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, that left 18 people dead and 13 others injured at a bowling alley and restaurant. Law enforcement surrounded a home, telling a suspect to come out, but that led to no arrest overnight. Sources with knowledge of the investigation tell ABC News a note was found in Card's home, addressed to his son, but that the note does not provide information that indicates a motive for that mass shooting. We're learning about some of the lives lost from heartbroken families.
53-year-old mother Tricia Aslin was the only woman killed at the bowling alley where she worked. When the gunfire erupted, she ran to call 911 and was shot. Tricia's cousin Tammy was at the bowling alley too with her daughter.
She was the most fun person. She was always happy-go-lucky, and I just feel devastated for the loss of her family.
ABC's Lindsay Davis reporting. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Weather experts say climate change is making October nights in the Midwest feel warmer more often than not. A new analysis from the nonprofit Climate Central says fall evening temperatures in the U.S. have warmed by nearly 2 degrees on average since 1970. In Madison and Milwaukee, it's closer to 4 degrees. Scientists say mosquitoes are thriving and people with respiratory issues like asthma are suffering. A committee in the state assembly held a public hearing Thursday on a bill that would fine public universities for violating someone's free speech. Under the bill, any Universities of Wisconsin school that is found by a court of violating someone's free speech will get a $500 fine. The school would also be charged $50 a day if the violation continues. If passed by the legislature, the bill would almost certainly be vetoed by Governor Evers. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely. Overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 42. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. 46. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 51.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matnair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Carol Kane, my friend and colleague,
yes,
live in studio with me in downtown Waukesha. And you can always check in, text, or call at 844-967-2789. If you're watching the live stream, you can do that on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. You can leave comments right there on the live stream, and we will see those as well. We're going to talk right now about various ways you have hurt yourself at home because, Carol, you did a good one.
I've always been the proponent of if you're going to go for it, go all in.
No half measures.
No halfway. No.
I feel like doctors
halfway.
Would disagree with that.
I know. I know smart Alec Greg playing everybody hurt. So here's what happened. A couple days ago, My girlfriend has been after her husband to put a nail on the outside. She's got this beautiful brick home,
okay.
Right?
Yep.
And but she wants to hang her grapevine wreath way up top. And
okay.
So she's been after her husband to put a nail up in this awning area.
So it's pretty high up.
It's high up. So she called me and she goes, "Hey, I have a ladder, but it's not tall enough." So she goes, "But I have another ladder that my husband Paul has got in the rafters in the garage."
Okay.
And she says, "But I can't, it's too heavy. I can't do it myself." So me, she's one of my dearest friends. And I'm like, "Well, I can come and help you."
Now, I do want to stop you just for a moment and point out that you had surgery not too long ago.
Yeah, I had both hips replaced.
You had both hips replaced.
Right.
So you're not exactly quite up to speed.
No, not yet.
Not yet. So anyway,
yet.
Okay, continue.
You
just had both hips replaced.
This is...
And then you offered to help your friend get this ginormous ladder down from the rafters of the garage.
I love your wrap-ups there, Jane. They're just like, let me tell you why this is wrong from start to finish.
Continue.
So anyhow, I get down there, and it's this really heavy aluminum or metal ladder.
Right.
That, you know, it could probably extend to like maybe 40 feet or something like that.
Big.
Yep. So I'm on this like a 6-foot ladder trying to jimmy this thing away from the rafters.
Uh-huh.
And Mary's on another step stool. Well, we got, and it's heavy. I'll bet you that darn thing weighs 100 pounds easily. So then we get it unjimmied.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, it decides we're not strong enough to hold this up.
Gravity's going to take over.
And gravity did take over. And gravity... Now, I'm on like the third step of this 6-foot ladder. So all of a sudden, this big ladder comes crashing down from the rafters. And as it comes crashing down, it knocks me off my 6-foot ladder, to which I fall off the ladder. And I hit my side on this, so I came down on my side.
Ow.
And my hand is all messed up. And so I, and poor Mary, you know, she's like, "Oh my God, I broke my friend." And she trying to help me, but I was just like, the wind got knocked out of me. And I'm just like, "Don't touch me. Don't touch me." And so she like let me lay on the cement floor for a little bit until I could kind of jimmy myself up. Well, I knew immediately that I had done. I probably cracked a rib or something.
I think you probably did crack a rib.
Yeah, I mean,
and there's nothing. Unfortunately, there's nothing they can do for that.
No, the only thing that I can do is I could like some ace bandage or something to kind of like wrap around me. But then. That night, I was just like, I can't even walk. And you saw me. I look like I'm 100. And so I'm like staggering in. You should have heard me when I was trying to carry my computer bag to that. Like, oh, no. And Lou is so mad at me. He's like, "Would you go see a doctor?" I'm like, "What are they going to do? There's nothing they can do except, you know, maybe do an x-ray and go, yeah, you cracked a rib."
Well, I think it would be good for you to know, and maybe just to make sure that nothing else was
Carol, it behooves
hurt.
You.
It does behoove.
It behooves
it
you.
It behooves you.
It does behoove you.
So, you know, I'm just shuffling around and okay, doctors out there are going to be so mad at me when I make this statement, but I still have leftover drugs from my hip surgery.
Oh, my God, Carol.
I still have leftover drugs from my hip surgery. So what did I do? I found, and don't write me about the opioid crisis. Different topic. So last night, just to help me sleep, I popped one of these pills. So I woke up this morning, and not only still can I barely walk, now I'm like, woo!
Kids, don't listen to Aunt Carol.
No,
when her medical decisions?
Well, my dad was a pharmacist, so I kind of figure.
So she has a medical background now.
Yes. My father was a pharmacist, therefore I am a doctor.
My father was a mortician, now I'm at a medical examiner.
There you go.
Yes. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Any doctors want to check in with Carol? Absolutely. We do have a message on the live stream from Andrew who says, lift with your knees, not your back. My garage door opener spring just broke. I tried lifting the door by myself to get the cars out, threw out my back, and had a weekend of pain.
Yeah.
I'm in for
a good weekend of pain.
Absolutely.
You know, and go ahead.
No, go ahead, Carol. Go. Do your thing.
Well, here's another thing that I did, right? This happened a few years ago. We have these wonderful Japanese businessmen that Lou had done business with, right? They were over at the house to have dinner. So I'm making steak au poivre with a brandy cream sauce, like, 'cause you know how much I love to cook and things like that. So, we got started talking about, birthdays, and I let the brandy sit in the pan a little too long. And I said, oh, my birthday's really easy to remember. It's the day before Pearl Harbor Day, and I light it, and it's and this thing exploded. I burned my hands. It is. I'm trying to, like, because I'm an idiot, I'm fanning the flames. Now the flames go up into the hood, over under the counter, and are licking my curtains. My curtains almost went on fire. Now these poor guys, they jump. I've just referenced Pearl Harbor with Japanese businessmen.
You could have just said my birthday is on St. Nick's Day.
Yeah, I. You know, I couldn't.
How did you put the fire out?
Lou came running over with the top to the pan and put the pan top on and stopped the fire. But I mean, this is the kind of stuff that I do.
You should be wrapped in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
And stay away from flames. And ladders.
And people.
And maybe cars.
And Japanese businessmen.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. How have you hurt yourself?
There's got to be
home?
There have got to be other people that have done stuff like this.
Well, you.
Though when we started talking about this last night, it was winter, and we had this big metal container of bird seed.
Okay.
And so I was going out to refill the bird feeders, and there was a big patch of ice right outside of the garage, and I slipped and fell, and I hit my face on this metal bird seed container.
Oh my gosh.
And so I started bleeding. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can get a bit, like, head cuts will really bleed a lot. Nose bleeds will bleed, you know, but sometimes it's like when you get a facial cut and you think, "Oh God, I'm dying."
Yeah.
I'm pretty much going to bleed out right here. So we raced to the emergency room, and it was just a little cut.
Oh, I mean,
yeah.
So I was lucky, but.
Well, my garage floor, because my hand is all cut up, my garage floor looks like a crime scene.
Well, I'm just thinking, if that had happened with you with a birdseed container, you probably would have decapitated yourself. It's just like.
if I'd been lucky.
Oh, my God.
If I'd been lucky. Just, you know, let's just circumvent all the pain and just get it over with. So, I mean. I know that it was stupid and I probably shouldn't have done it. And then what happened, because her husband was out hunting, he was up north hunting. So the next day she calls me and she goes, as I'm staggering around my house trying to walk, and she goes, "How are you?" And I go, "I'm not good."
Yeah.
And she goes, "Guess who came home last night?" And I go, "Are you kidding me? He came home early."
And he could have gotten the ladder.
Yeah. 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 There you go.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. How have you or your spouse or your friend hurt themselves recently?
There's got to be something with a knife or something somewhere.
At home.
I have a story.
Okay.
Excellent.
My mom is she frequently donates clothing to various drives and usually to church rummage sales and things like that. And a couple months ago, she was like, "Can you help me take some boxes to this drive?" And I said, "Absolutely." So we go drive over there, and I had put some picture frames, glass picture frames, in between her seat and the back seat.
Okay.
And for some reason, they ended up shattering. We heard it. We're like, no big deal, whatever. She's unloading the stuff. And I'm like, well, I'm going to clean up the glass.
Oh, boy.
Now, here's the thing. I know glass is sharp. I know glass is dangerous. If you'd have seen me doing this, I knelt down a little bit. I turned my phone flashlight on so I could see all the glass. Mm-hmm. I started picking pieces of glass out, and there was just one that I don't know what happened, but it was absolutely invisible because when I reached my hand in, it just punctured my palm and went about an inch and a half in. And as soon as I, pulled my hand back, I pinched my hand together. And I was just like, and all this, it was just, I'm like, oh, that's a lot of blood.
Oh, not good.
And I go over to my mom, I go, Mom. And she goes, what's wrong? She looks, she starts screaming.
Oh, gosh.
And they have to go find like a piece of clothing inside of the rummage sale. They're like, we can't sell this. We'll just, and I was like, my hand was wrapped in a pair of women's shorts.
That's hilarious.
And if you look at my hand now, you can barely see anything. It was the tiniest cut, but it just gushed.
Isn't it remarkable how much, and that's like getting a nosebleed.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And it's, you literally think you're dying.
Right.
Just because of the amount of blood. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We have Karina is on the line. Good morning, Karina.
Hi.
How have you hurt yourself lately?
Hi. I'm like Carol, so it's endless stories. But what about the Carol? I really think you need to go to the doctor because you do have have internal bleeding, and it's dangerous because it can be very slow bleeding. So you go to sleep and you never wake up in like in a month or so.
Oh my
so
God!
Please go and do it, and okay. Please do that, and take some arnica. And some CBD is really good for your cream. And if you want, I will deliver it to your home. My phone. So call me after. If you want, I will deliver it to your home because I want you to feel better.
Thank you. Karina, you're a doll. Thank you so much. That's really sweet. You should go to the doctor.
Yeah, you need to go to the doctor.
You really do.
I don't think you have a broken rib. If you had a broken rib, breathing, anything would hurt, but you might have a bruised rib.
Yeah. And again, just to have them look you over and say, you're not going to die today.
Okay.
It's always nice to have that little reassurance.
That reassurance.
Right?
Yes. Well, you got health insurance.
Yeah, I got it. I can hit it on my way home. There's an urgent, God knows we've got, in my house, in my neighborhood, for some reason, the emergency clinics have popped up like Pop-Tarts. They're everywhere.
they really are.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Well, we're still taking your calls and your texts at 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. How have you hurt yourself or a friend has hurt themselves recently? Just doing a thing at home. Just doing your thing. Living your life. And whoops, that was bad. We will be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's a massive matchup in Madison against Ohio State. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM Racine, and 98.1 FM Kenosha.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Wisconsin. Jane Matt Mayer in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Carol Kane with me in our studio in downtown Waukesha. Just a reminder, new mom Kristen is joining us every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11 o'clock, doing some little check-in while she's off on maternity leave, and we get a chance to check on little Frankie Lou. We did not see her yesterday. She was apparently being a little loud.
Oh.
Little girl was being a little loud.
They have a tendency to do that.
They do that.
And for some reason, babies just don't reason.
What is it with you? You're a month old. Snap out of it.
That's enough. Stop it.
Exactly. We are taking your calls and your texts at 844-967-2789 on different ways you and other people you know have hurt themselves doing just some pretty basic things. Texter says, this didn't happen at home, but I twisted my ankle walking across a completely flat parking lot. My mother was stepping out of the motorhome, tripped and missed a step, and broke her foot when she hit the ground.
Oh, boy.
My youngest sister, twirling around the living room, smacked her hand against the back of the couch and fractured her arm.
Oh!
Owie!
When I was a little girl, I was kind of a tomboy. I know that's shocking, but I had my best friends... were Peter Marino and Doug Maxted. And we had gone to some place and I bought a brand new cowboy hat. And I saw that Peter Marino had come home. My mom had put the cowboy hat on top of the mantle.
Okay.
And as I was racing to the living room to get my cowboy hat, I tripped on one of the throw rugs and I went headfirst into the brick fireplace.
Carol!
Yeah. And so I've got like a Frankenstein scar under my bangs.
Oh.
And I kind of sat back and bleeding like believe.
Like crazy, yeah.
And my mom comes out and she starts screaming. And then that was a trip to the emergency room. And the doc just looked at me and he goes, okay, we got to put a bunch of stitches in this thing. So, yeah, I went headfirst into the fireplace.
You are a hazard to yourself.
I need one of those hazard like signs.
Yes.
I have tons of those stories too of I'm surprised. I've never broken a bone and I've never had a stitch and I've never gone to surgery. And somehow, and I have done some, I was once in bed and I stretched too hard and I pulled my back.
That's
and
hilarious.
I got sent home from work. They're like, I walked in, they're like, just go home. You can't do your job right now.
844-967-2789. Texter, one day my dad had some family over to work on a pickup truck. They turned the engine by hand to do something, forgot it was still in gear, and the truck rolled off its jack stands.
Oh my God.
His littlest and skinniest brother was working under the truck at the time, scared the bejesus out of everybody, but no physical injuries. That's amazing.
Oh my God. That's funny. It reminds me of when my dad was mowing the lawn once and he had a riding lawnmower. My grandpa came over and they were talking and he just got off the lawnmower and I was 5 and I just walked up to it and I was just looking at the lawnmower and I decided to touch the muffler.
I put
my hand on the muffler and it was one of those things like with electricity where like you can't let go right away.
Oh.
I put my hand on it. I was just like, oh, this hurts. And I started screaming at my dad. I think my dad was like, are you okay? And then he was sort of probably in his head going, my son's an idiot.
What have I raised?
I've raised a moron.
He's never going to make it to 10. It's never going to happen. Well, speaking of different ways to hurt yourself, this is going to be a doozy. The first ever Florida Man Games coming soon to St. Augustine, Florida.
Oh, boy.
We've all heard the Florida Man tropes.
Florida man
wrestles with an alligator, loses his leg. There's all kinds of Florida Man stories. Yes. Real life stories of the world's worst superhero, Florida Man. Some of the events will include a wild day of mud games and Florida-style obstacle courses.
What could
go
wrong?
A great opportunity to live that Florida man life for a day.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
I was going to say, it means a lot when Carol says, what could go wrong?
Among the contests planned for next February in St. Augustine, the evading arrest obstacle course, in which contestants jump over fences and through yards while being chased by real police officers. The Category 5 cash grab, in which participants try to grab as much money as they can in a wind-blowing booth. Well, that's been done
before.
I'll do
that. Yeah.
That's not so odd. And beer belly wrestling.
I feel like if you want to make that cash thing more Florida, just throw wasps in there.
Something.
Yeah, you got to make it a little more Florida.
There should be an alligator in there or something.
Yeah, something. What exactly is beer belly wrestling?
I can only imagine it's large shirtless men
wrestling.
You called?
There you go.
Does this call to you, Greg Bach?
Absolutely not. Although, here's the thing is, I bet you most of the people taking part in these games are non-Florida men. Like, it's going to be a bunch of guys who look like me from the north with ironic mullets. Like, I want to do it. And then real Florida people watching going, you wouldn't last 10 seconds, son.
You know what? That's like those lumberjack contests where you see these, you know, these idiots that are going to be climbing. You've got big saws and you're trying to saw something in half real fast, or you're trying to, you know, just shimmy up this.
See, that I would watch. I would love to go to a lumberjack competition. Kristen and I have talked about that before because there's one it's in Hayward.
Yep.
And we've talked about that. This just sounds
right.
Like someone is seriously going to get hurt.
This is like a redneck game.
General admission is only $45.
Or 30 rack of Keystone.
You know what's going to happen? That's why I'm not going to a lumberjack contest, because there's going to be some errant axe that is going to go off course, and it's going to, you know, Carol's going to catch it.
I can
ask. Yeah, you know what? That makes sense.
With your record?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Stay away from those things.
And then I'm a headline, and Carol Kane is a headline. She took an axe to the gut.
And she's still alive. All right. When we come back, we have the top of the hour news coming up next. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here, as she is every Thursday, for our public cervix announcement. So if you have questions for her about your health, just in general, or something specific, shoot us a text at 844-967-2789. And then at 1133, J.R. Radcliffe, we're going to be talking sports. All kinds of things going on in Wisconsin that we can kick around. Some good, some not so good. So that's all coming up. I hope you can stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
ABC News.